Welcome to this Knox College podcast, featuring the sounds and voices of the Knox community.
We're used to business, and we're used to education, and we're used to a bunch of other things here at Knox College. We're not very used to the military at Knox College, so let me just add a comment. I came here about 2 years ago because Carol called me and told me that Dave was speaking here, and he and I crossed paths once or twice at Fort Bragg when he was a commander of a special operations battalion. I was doing logistics for special operations, so I knew who he was. Had heard nothing but good things about him, so I came down. I told Carol afterwards, you know, that only 1% of all the second lieutenants who join the Army every year are selected for general officer. And so you have got someone who's really at the absolute peak of his profession to have a general officer here. And the last general officer, I think, that Knox College produced was Hap Gay, who commanded a corps in Korea in 1953 or 4. So it was a big deal. So Carol, of course, said, well, write a nomination. So I did. But even more murky than the military career to us is what Dave does, which is special operations work. You think of all things the military does, the most elite of what they do, and the quietest of what they do is special operations. And they are known as the quiet professionals. Because the point is not to leave a signature necessarily of what you do so that you can continue to do things on that level. And in fact, we often say that special operations do tactical actions that have strategic results. Because they do little things that can blow up into much greater accomplishments for us. And Dave's been on the front end of all that for many, many years. He's doing it still today out in the Pacific Rim. Which is nothing new to Dave. Because when Dave was the captain of the defensive side of the football team, when he played football here, one day they had a big game on Yom Kippur. And the coach came to him and said, Dave, you know, you don't have to play. I understand this is a holy day, and you really don't have to play. And Dave thought about it, and finally just came back and said, no, I need to play for the team, and I'll do this for the team. Sometime during the point of the game, the opposing quarterback threw a pass directly to Dave, and he caught it as an interception, and immediately dropped the ball on the ground, spiked it. And the coach grabbed it and said, what did you do? He says, if I intercepted it, I would have been in the paper, and my dad would have known I played on Yom Kippur. So early on, he learned, take action, but get no credit for it. I think it serves him well in his career even today. David Friedovich graduated from Knox in 1974 with a Bachelor of Arts in International Relations. He went on to earn a Master of Arts in Political Science from Tulane University. His military education includes the Command and General Staff College in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and Joint Professional Military Education in all phases. He completed the British Forces Royal College of Defense Studies at Seaford House, London, England. Holding the rank of Major General in the United States Army since April 2006, David Friedovich has served as commander at every level in the Army. Platoon, company, battalion, special operations group, special operations task force, and theater special operations command. The majority of his career has been spent in the Pacific Rim. In 1995, General Friedovich assumed command of the 2nd Battalion, their special forces group, and the special operations task force Haiti, where his command was involved with Operation Uphold Democracy in support of the United Nations mission in Haiti. His forces were instrumental in ensuring an almost bloodless transfer of power from the Haitian army and paramilitaries to locally elected officials. In addition, the forces aided the effort to get schools operational, establish electrical power, repair irrigation, and introduce modern agricultural methods. From January through July 2000, General Friedovich commanded the Combined Joint Special Operations Task Force, Operation Joint Forge, Sarajevo, Bosnia-Herzegovina. 2002, he commanded Army Special Operations Task Force, Operation Enduring Freedom, Philippines, where he was instrumental in leading the training of counter-terrorist forces. On Basilan Island, where U.S. troops first started operating, improved security allowed the Philippine military to shrink its presence. General Friedovich has said that military operations are only 15% of what needs to be done. The rest is humanitarian, as in Army engineers helping rebuild schools and military doctors giving residents the shots. In 2002-2003, General Friedovich commanded the 1st Special Operations Forces in Afghanistan. He's also responsible for creating relationships with local tribal leaders that led to the successful coalition that drove out the Taliban. One of the Green Berets under his command was the first American soldier killed by enemy fire in Afghanistan. In a talk on the Knox campus, General Friedovich said that breaking the news of Nathan Chapman's death to his family was one of the worst moments of his life. He urged the audience to thank any military personnel they should meet for the sacrifices they make. General Friedovich is an outstanding soldier. His success and unique leadership styles bring honor to the nation, the Army, and his alma mater. I am pleased to present David Friedovich with the 2007 Alumni Achievement Award for his achievements in the armed services.
I'm very I'm deeply honored and very humbled by those comments. I'm certainly assured that I'm glad my mom was not here to hear that Yom Kippur story. And the rest of you, please, if you meet her, don't share it with her. But that part is true. I'll be very, very brief. I think Jean Spanky did a wonderful job in capturing for all of us what the school means to us. Upon reflection, a couple of things occurred to me. One, it's phenomenal to see a bunch of great faces here, some frauders from the house, some friends from many, many years gone by. But what I really want to talk about very briefly is how important the school is, the college is, to me on a daily basis, the value of a liberal arts education and what we do and how we do our business in the military today. Is probably at its zenith. And what I mean by that is, and it has to do with what was talked about a minute ago in terms of, you know, where the experts are and where the broadness is. Bob Seiber and I were talking, truly my mentor, this morning about my real drive in this school was to make sure when I left, I had an education I could do something with. I didn't want to come here and be full of knowledge and not be able to apply it. I'm doing my best to live up to that now. I think there's tons more work that we need to do, and we're committed to doing it for the nation, for the nations that we affect. But my real purpose, the real value of Knox was having that type of education, but also the people. I wouldn't have stayed in school. I would have gone on to a military career one way or the other. My dad's fear was that I would do it early while Vietnam was still going on. The reason I stayed here is because people routinely, in a small campus, and this is still true today, they see things in you that you don't realize at all. Whether it's Harley Nosher, Albie Riley at the time, or great educators like John Houston and Bob Seibert, would see you and understand what you had in the way of an intellect. I'm not sure I'm there yet, and I probably never will be. After all, we are all lifelong learners. But the reason I stayed, the reason I even went on to do what I was able to do, was because a small campus, a liberal arts education, a small campus like Knox, understand deeply their students. They have relations with their students. And I think that's one thing that I've taken away, that the reason we are so effective in parts of Southeast Asia is because we build those same type of deep-seated relations with the people we work with, and we carry them on, and they'll know that we're going to see them again. Every time I come back here, I'm not just welcomed, I'm refreshed, I'm rejuvenated. I don't get a lot of chance to kind of rearm myself, and you're not supposed to, and you'll break yourself if you don't. But whenever I come down here, and this is for 24 hours now, I haven't felt this relaxed in years. I'll do my best to make it more frequent, less infrequent, but this place is a place of refuge for me. It's a place of growth. It'll always be a place of development, and I'll do my best to recharge and finish what we have to do. Thank you for this honor.
This has been a podcast of Knox College. For more information on podcasts, news, events, or other activities at the college, visit us online at www.knox.edu.